Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of February 2020. Delhi High Court has declined to entertain a plea by 11 independent candidates against the rejection of their nominations for the 8th of February assembly polls. The court declined to entertain the candidates' plea, which had sought to set aside a single judge order dismissing their petition against the rejection of their nominations. President Ram Nath Kovind has rejected the mercy petition of Akash I. Kumar Singh, one of the four men facing the gallows in the 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case. Akash I. Singh filed the petition a few days ago, which has now been rejected. Supreme Court has refused to stay the Bombay High Court order upholding a Maharashtra law granting reservation to Marathas in education and jobs. It fixed the 17th of March to hear at length a batch of pleas filed for and against the Maratha quota. Delhi High Court has dismissed the centre's plea challenging trial court order which had stayed the execution of all four death row convicts in the Nirbhaya case. The court, while saying that all four convicts have to be executed together and not separately, directed them to file any application they want within a week, after which authorities should act. Supreme Court has said that if there is a will and a change in mindset on the part of the government, then women officers could be allocated command posts in the army. The court also pointed out that there are many other services along with combat operations where women could be accommodated. Supreme Court has observed that a compromise decree does not require registration if it does not take in property that is not the subject matter of suit. Supreme Court has come to the rescue of a 12-year-old girl who met with an accident a decade ago which led to 100% physical disability and left her with a mental age of a 9-month-old for the rest of her life, while awarding her a compensation of more than 1 crore rupee including interest. Madras High Court has set aside the conviction and sentence imposed by a trial court on 2 Indian Police Service IPS officers for having indulged in corrupt practices while procuring firefighting centrifugal pumps for the Fire and Rescue Services Department between May 1989 and July 1992. Karnataka High Court has cancelled the bail granted to the self-styled Godman Nityanand in 2010 in a rape case. The court cancelled the bail, allowing a petition filed by Kurupan Lenin, on whose complaint police had registered the case against Nityanand for various criminal offences, including rape. The court also directed the trial court to order the arrest of the accused and initiate process of forfeiting the surety and bonds. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata, while relying upon the precedent, held that performance bonus does not constitute a part of salary and hence the exemption for house rent allowance was granted to the assessee.